Lizzie had it on her heart for a week or two, Galatians chapter 4. And so she's just been really just burdened with this word about the simplicity of the gospel. So to go along with what Jesse said, to share release the simplicity of the gospel to these Mormon missionaries and to others, I think is important. So she's going to take about 5 minutes and share this word.
He stole my awesome story about my Mormon friends. I just felt like for me, for so long, I was in the church, but I did not know the gospel. I knew that Jesus died on the cross for my sins, but I didn't know the gospel for me and what that meant for me. So in order to share with people, we have to have our own revelation of what that means specifically for us. So I was reading in Galatians 4. This was on a trip to Kansas City that we had, and I just felt like there was this stirring in me that wouldn't stop, like this hamster on a wheel. And so I started just wondering, how do I view my father? And it's always helpful for me to ask myself questions. I don't know if you guys are like that, but how do I view him? I think most of my life I've kind of viewed him with his arms crossed, standing far away, a little bit disappointed that I can't get it together. So Galatians 4 talks about in believing we become sons. So sons are accepted and adopted. And that means that we have a heavenly inheritance. So our greatest folly would be to turn to the law to seek our own justification. So justification is to make us righteous or pure. So that means that in turning to our actions, we are trying to make ourselves pure. And I think we would all say we know that's not correct, but is that how we're really living our life? And for me, it has not been much of my life. So law means ought, should, and effort. And the gospel is in purity and simplicity. So what is the gospel? By belief, I'm given a robe of righteousness, garments of salvation. That means I have nothing left to earn. So if you picture a king or a prince having nothing left to earn, they need not earn anything. So it is for me, so it is for you. So the way is simple. Believe that he has accomplished it all completely. So I just asked myself some questions. Was his blood and resurrection enough for my sin? Do I have need of anything else? Now that I'm saved, this was the biggest one, I think. Now that I'm saved, does he need me to go on my own to do things for him? The law has been abolished. So if you, I'm not going to read a lot of this, but if you want to go, Galatians 4 and Hebrews 9 and 10 are really, really good chapters to kind of soak in for the gospel. So the old way was that one time a year, there was a lot of sacrifices, but one time a year, a high priest would enter into the most holy place, and he would make a once a year sacrifice. So it actually says in Hebrews that this old way cannot perfect the conscience of the believer. It's not made to perfect the conscience. That means that is what the new way does. It actually perfects our conscience. That just blew me away. So regulations were imposed until the time of Reformation. Reformation, sorry, it's a lot of big words, is making changes to something with the intention of setting it back on the right path. So the law was just put in place with the intention of putting it back in the correct way eventually. So the first way purified our flesh for a time, but the final way purifies our conscience from dead works. So in that sacrificial law that happened once a year, it was actually a reminder of their sins. You're sinners. You have to keep doing this. This is a reminder of how weak you are. And in Hebrews 10:14, it says, "For by a single offering, he has perfected for all time those who are being sanctified." I could just read that every day over and over. So I'm going to read it again. For by a single offering, that's Jesus Christ, his offering, what he did, hear me out, he has perfected you for all time, those who are being sanctified. So are you in process? Yes, I'm in process. I'm a disaster, but I've been perfected for all time. So where there's forgiveness of these, there's no longer any offering for sin. It's done. This changes everything. This changes everything. So these people come to my back door and I'm like preaching the gospel. I'm like, Jesus was a sacrifice for all time. And they're like, uh-huh, yeah, we believe that. But for me, I have to know the gospel for me. For me, this Father, this God who gave himself, he gave himself for me. Amen. So that I can have access to him. So I would just encourage you, ask yourself these questions. How do you look at the Father? How do you look at your sin? Is your sin too much for the blood? Are you responsible for 10% of your righteousness or part of it? So I came away with this saying, I have nothing left to earn, nothing left to strive for, except to make it my aim to know my Jesus who gave all.
Yes. Amen.